Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, yes, yes. hell, just a second ago, something came over me, and I had to go. Seemed like I was going to barf, but maybe I ain't. How to get and maintain your rep. Do you guys know anything about that? Do you know anything about creating the atmosphere that's going to get your reputation going? I know y'all don't think about this kind of shit, but there's a few first moves that you should make to have a giant rep, especially if you're in this app. First and foremost, if you're about to queue, your job is to make it possible for all them bras to get the fattest traps available off that damn lady. I didn't spoil my hoes, but I certainly rewarded their dedication to me. I wasn't insecure with the comments niggas made about me buying bitches cars and different shit. You got to understand, when you're in the game, it's about winning. It's not about keeping numbers. It's about winning. So what those cats didn't know see, you got to look at the science and what's being done. You buy this girl a new car. Brand new, off the showroom floor. This going to cost you maybe $400 a month. Think about this. Niggas don't think about this damn shit. But the hoe going to pay me four and more every day. And I'm going to pay a cargo once a month. If you fucking take what she paid me in 1 month, I can pay for the car. 1 month worth of traps. I'm going to have that bitch 4 or 5 years. So what I'm saying is, who is winning in that scenario? I mean, I had bitches in their own apartments. You know, they didn't have to pay for no trick pad. They didn't have to miss no money because of this, that, and the other. They had it all set up. Now, who won in that scenario? See, a hoe was going to be with me at least a year before I even start thinking about getting her a car. Now, once I start thinking about it, I might not do it for another 6 months. Maybe another year. And let me tell you something. In reality, the bitch had paid for 15 brand new cars by the time I bought her a car. 15, 20 brand new cars. And every time I bought the bitch a car, or whatever I bought her, I've caught no hoes based on the new bitch liking how I treated my hoes. You gotta have game. This shit is real. My ego was such that I could not do what ordinary motherfuckers did. What that average motherfucker did, I made sure I didn't do. I sat up at night and dreamed of the moves to make that would make me this image. Now, I thought that's what a real motherfucker did. You motherfuckers want to make it safe for the hoes. Everybody wants the hoes to be safe. Don't nobody want her to get hurt. But you motherfuckers going about it the wrong way. Having that bitch sit up on the computer is safe. But that fucking, that goddamn leaves you out of the picture. Well, what do you have to do? Wake her up? Shit. Because the picture is painted in the eyes of your peers. Your image grows in the eyes of your peers and how they see you. Now, who the fuck can see a hole in the room staring at the computer waiting for your dough? Most of you motherfuckers have a price tag right on the forehead, right here. And all that hoe, any bitch got to do is meet that little price tag. You don't even have a number up there. You just got a dollar sign. Bitch can give you what you want to give you. Now, if that's all you want out of this abba-dabba, that's on you. But that's not all you can get. And that's what's wrong with you guys. You guys are looking at money. You ain't looking at positioning yourself. You're not looking at what you should do to maintain, I mean to gain and maintain a fucking rep. My bitches showed all them other hoes that was out, that my bitches was out to get my money by any means necessary. And there definitely was no sitting around waiting. What I did, I got respect. And I got paid for it. Now, I'm telling you, go get my audiobook and listen to the shit I'm telling you. It's the truth, and we all know the truth is the goddamn light. Motherfuckers think all you do is ask for money. All you do, that's only a small fraction of the many things that you're going to be doing to get to the top of this abracadabra. Most of you motherfuckers are cool with living in the lobby of this game. But a real motherfucker want to live in the penthouse of whatever he doing. If you don't have what it takes to go to the level that only a few will achieve, you got to check out both of the goddamn volumes of my audiobook, and you'll see not only is it possible, but there are certain things, certain moves you must make to show you are deserving. Having a couple of hoes won't cut it. Making pimp moves with that whole dough is what it's all about. What do you do with your money? I want to see you make the right moves. I want to see you have the right tools. I want you to know what the fuck this abba-dabba is all about. That's my mission. That's my mission to you young motherfuckers that's trying to come up. And maybe you don't know any more than to just ask the holder whatever she can get you. I mean, it's cool to have a locker or a safe full of money, but this abba-dabba, hold on, I ain't leaving answering. This abba-dabba is all about motherfucking making moves. It's made for you to become a fucking legend. That's what this game is designed for. Getting rich is a bonus that we can have also. But this may sound crazy to you guys, but I want the fame, the glory, and the riches. I want it all, and I learned I wasn't going to get it staying in my luxury goddamn pad and not showing the fuck off. You got to show off if you want something. You got to show off in front of all the motherfuckers with eyes. Pimps, hoes, the police. And anybody else could see me. I wanted and got it all. A real motherfucker understands the value of showing off. Yeah, you show off how well you treat your hoes. You show off how well you rolling. You show everything that this game is trying to let people see. High-sliding like a motherfucker with the hoes. You know, actually brings mohawks. Most of you motherfuckers won't understand that because it takes a real pimp to do some pimping. I truly believe a lot of the motherfuckers claiming this game don't really have a clue to how a nigga get hoes. The best way to catch fresh hoes off the track is to let them bitches see how well you treat your fucking game and how much you care about your reputation. Your rep, whether you know it or not, most of it is shown by your motherfucking hoes appreciation of the moves you make. Because they know it's going to be well worth the time that they put in getting my money because of the fucking shit I do for them. I put extra emphasis in representing big game. I took hoes to fine restaurants, big shows, in any other event that represented doing shit that the average motherfucker had no idea to do. I might take 6 bitches to Magic Mountain with me. Pimp up, motherfuckers, and show those hoes the value of being with you. Real motherfuckers driving records most times are fucked up. I know mine was. I was backing up in traffic, busting U-turns in the middle of the street. I didn't give a fuck about holding up no traffic. All to get at the next bitch. I kept several grand in my pocket so that when the motherfucking po-po pulled me over and I forgot to pay a ticket or something, man, would you hurry the fuck up and take me to jail so I can pay for this shit? They thought I was crazy. But, you know, fuck them motherfucking roses. I just paid my fines and busted the U-turn when I got to my car. There was so many motherfucking hoes in Hollywood at one time. If you were around the corner trying to obey the law, that bitch that you're trying to get at making all them fucking right turns, she gonna be gone. Law-abiding motherfuckers missed out on many loose holes in my days. It's getting hot out here. And I know what you should do. Cool off. Cool off with the thoughts of a cool-ass OG motherfucker like me. Think about this. Now, I was 27 years old. Just motherfucking paid $65,000 cash for a motherfucking decor bill. You know, one of them long-ass front-end chrome pipes coming down the side of the engine, spare tire on the back, rumple seat, drop top, bulbed up. Come on. I'm telling you, I'm lit up like a Christmas tree. 5 bunnies on the goddamn track, name ringing like a mare. I'm fucking with all the goddamn high rollers. Got hell of respect around town. Yeah, I got 5 hoes and I'm getting money, but that ain't what got me the respect. What got me the respect is the moves I made and the places I was in the right attire, looking proper, saying the right thing. Shit. What the fuck do you think you'd be thinking when you drove down the streets in this motherfucking car that stops all kind of goddamn traffic? See, this is the kind of stuff I deal with or dealt with daily, all my life. When you really care about the outcome of something, oh, shit, man, I'm on the wrong fucking shit. Oh, okay, 610, what's up with you, man?
Peace, Rosebud.
What's happening?
How you doing? Ain't much sitting back listening to you, man. I'm smoking a J, listening to what you're saying, and I love it. I got chill goosebumps, man. Shit is like Steven Spielberg to me.
You got anything you want to add?
But I'm sorry, say it again.
You got anything you want to ask? You got anything need clearing up?
No, I absolutely just want to add on to what you're saying because I love, like I said, I love what you're saying. And it's like I was explaining to my man about exponents. In mathematics, there's a term of exponents. And, you know, I had used the term exponential.
Yeah.
Right. And so I had used the term exponential, right? And so I went into explaining what I was talking about as far as it coming from exponents and how 5 to the 2nd power, 5 to the 3rd power is just a level of increasing that's way higher than multiplication.
Well, yeah, but
just
five
simple
to
multiplication
the power,
alone.
5 to the 2nd power is 5 times 5. 5 to the 3rd
right.
power is 5 times 5 times 5. So what I'm saying is when you, as far as that goes, exponentially it multiplies by 5. So it's
right.
going
and
wrong.
So what I was explaining. Yeah, so
go
what
ahead.
I was saying right now is what you were saying to as far as living your life and what it takes to get a rep and get that type of glory from onlookers and people that see what you're doing, it takes an exponential commitment. It takes an exponential awareness. It takes an exponential involvement and engagement in your own situation and an exponential want to bring that out, to show it, to flourish, to, like you said, to not only get the reps, but get the benefits of what a rep will continue to carry you, you know, through your days and times. You know what I'm saying? So the word to me is just exponential, just raising everything up to a way higher power. You know what I'm saying?
In all of the different areas
of your life. So.
Me and my partner, Tay, we used to sit up and plot shit to do. Not no crazy shit. Just something, man, next time we give a party, we gonna rent a yacht. And we gonna motherfucking this. We gonna do that. We gonna rent the Beverly Hilton, man, the whole motherfucking the French man, I forget his name, Earl Flynn. The Earl Flynn suite. We used to do really big stuff. That's the kind of stuff that gets you that rep. You know, give a party. Tell them niggas all y'all can come, but you got to leave your wallets at home. You can't come unless you're in a tux. Your woman got to be in a gown. And then when they get
right.
there, man, we let them know, hey, this is for pimps. You know, we don't have no balls to go to. This ain't no pimp ball, you know, but the motherfucking actors, they got all kind of occasions to go to because they actors. Well, we the motherfuckers around here and everything on us, the food, the blow, the weed, the alcohol, everything on two niggas, me and this nigga. Hey, them hoes, jewel up, furred up, gowns, coming in their own cars. Come on, man, that shit makes your name ring like bells. That's the real
like
game.
Like the bells of Notre Dame out this motherfucker. Like the bells of Notre Dame out this motherfucker.
That's right, brother. I appreciate you, man.
I
Thanks.
Love it. And like you said, you could throw a little something and, you know, tell people, hey, you know, you bring this, you bring that, da 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 da. But like you said, you're doing it exponentially bigger.
Yeah,
you see what I'm saying?
Everything that they used to, we don't do. Man, sure, you could bring up this, that, and the other to the next nigga's party, but just bring your ass to this party. Everything is going to be
mm-hmm.
supplied by this game. And that's what we used to say. Hey, in the middle of the party, one of us would yell out, who supplied this goddamn party? And they all yell out because that's what we want to hear. Pimpin'.
And you know what?
Party.
I love it. You know what? It's like, okay, that is a result of an exponential mindset and perspective all the way around when you step out the door. I'm going to do this, this, that, and the third better than I did yesterday, better than anybody did yesterday. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to take this angle and this. I'm going to try to live all in, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to try to live exponentially so that I can have that result, so I can throw a major event like that and have my name ringing incredibly. So to me, it's just a unanimous decision in every aspect of your life that's going to position you and push you forward. And you had that ability to do some major monster shit, man. I love it. I love everything you're saying, and I appreciate you. And I'm sitting here listening, smoking, man. I want you to have a great afternoon. Thank you for letting me come on.
All right, man, be cool, and I appreciate what you're saying. See, the what he's saying is so fucking true. You don't come outside unless you want to do it better than you did yesterday. And if you can do it better, shit, you really gonna plan your next coming outside. Because you wanna be a motherfucker, man. With my Rolls Royce, you know it got the double R on the grill. I've had my car engraved with a third R. Rosebud Rolls Royce. Now come on, man, who do that today, Rolls Royce? Back in the 80s, you know, it was like, if you fucking want a convertible Rolls Royce, you better get a Cornice. Don't nobody put no sunroof in a Rolls Royce. I went to the American Sunroof on La Cienega and I told them, and that's what they told me. We ain't doing that. They wouldn't do it. And I fucking, because they said they would destroy the car, which it did. It did just kill the value in it because it didn't come like that. But after that, you start seeing all kind of goddamn sunroofs, moonroofs, all this shit in motherfucking Rolls Royces. I ain't gonna say I was the absolute first motherfucker that did that, but I am gonna say you didn't see Rolls Royces with a sunroof. You seen them with a convertible, but no sunroof. Them very old Rolls Royces had that the material shit. I forgot what the name of it is, that you can slide back, you know, once you, but fuck, who wanna do all that? My point is I have made leaps and bounds of progress when it comes to advancing my agenda. And I do that because I never settle. I'm not settling, just like with Sidewalk University. I got 15 more assignments, 12 more simple tasks, and all of this shit is believe me, it ain't easy. Teaching is not an easy thing to do if you're lazy, because you have to continually progress. This semester you taught it like this, next semester you're going to add this to it. You got to be like that. I wouldn't have seen any of the shit that I'm talking about if it was about the money. I was already getting a little money when I started Sidewalk University. I ain't never going to be satisfied because something is working. I am going to be, just like the brother said, thinking in an exponential way. I want more, and I'm going to use this to get more. I was fortunate enough to see that many of my students weren't sharp enough for me. And that's what made me want to change things. 562, what's up with you, bro?
Hey, what's up, bud? This is Cuddy, man. I'm glad you put on the shirt, man.
You glad I put on
what? What's up
what?
With you, big dog, man? You know I was talking shit. I got to fuck with you, man. This is Cuddy,
right.
Man. I ain't nothing but a square ass barber, man.
Hey, what's up, man? You got a question?
No, man. I'm just loving this game you dropping, man. And,
what's that?
To all the guys on here, like the girls is liking you, man. Don't go after the ones that you like.
Hey, man.
That's all I wanted to say, OG.
I didn't really fuck with bitches like that. They had to fuck with me. They give me action for me to fuck with them. But you're right. They got to like you. Appreciate you, brother.
Yep.
Okay, so check this out. My students, when they graduate, they feel as though that they're sharp as fuck. And they are. But what they really are is hella sharper than they were before Sidewalk University. I'm talking about hella sharper, but they ain't sharp. They're sharper. I got to get them to understand. You take what you know, what you graduated with, and you use it, and you grow some more, because school just beginning when you graduate, because that's where you have to do the real thing. You're doing it now under guidance. But when you graduate, you're going to be doing it on your own volition. You're going to be doing everything on your own. And they would have been happy with their results. But I know better, and I couldn't live with myself if I allowed them to graduate and not realize the game they have. That's why any person who previously went to the Sidewalk University, they can come back. Now, I'm really and truly about you learning how to do something. Don't just know about something. What you don't know about a real motherfucker is we got real integrity. And there's no way in hell any one of the motherfuckers I know would allow anybody to fuck with them and come up short. So what I'm saying is they ain't got no real fucking game. But what I did was start Council of Extraordinary Men. And let me tell you something. Those are graduates. They're kicking with each other. After they done graduated, they still, I got dudes that done graduated 5 years ago in that group. Still. Because like y'all say, iron sharpens iron. You can go out there after graduating and not dull up because you're sharp. You know, if you anything like me, I didn't need none of that coaching. I observed and I picked up what I thought was sharp. I picked up what I thought was on point. And I implemented it in my motherfucking game. And there's a certain way that you show that you have it. If you can't, you can't just have on $1,000 suit and $30,000 or $40,000 worth of jewelry and walk up and buy a drink. You can't just do that. You got a style. You got to, on your way over there, stop, shoot the shit with this nigga, woo woo, you know, have a long laugh, you know, all kind of goddamn shit you got to do before you go over there. Because motherfuckers is watching you. Man, come on. You can't be embarrassed or ashamed or whatever. You got to want to be the center of motherfucking attention. And the cold part about that is like, 6 of you motherfuckers in this motherfucking joint thank you the center of attention. Hey, this shit was so dope. Man, me and Tay fall in. I know I'm the center of attention. So do you think this nigga think he's second a fiddle? Hell no. That nigga thinking the same shit. Even when we walking together around this motherfucker, man, this is creaming on me, you know, being, yeah, whatever you thinking. But my point is whether we was together or whether we was separated from, because he on this side of the joint, I'm on that side, it didn't matter. Our reps just was synonymous with each other. Nigga, where tell you at? Man, all that nigga ain't in my motherfucking back pocket. Say, what blood at? Nigga, I don't sleep with that nigga. Hey, which man, come on, man. We ain't trying to, you know, be identified like Ike and Mike. But that's who we were. Ike and Mike, just alike. Pimp on them hoes, slam Rolls Royce doors. Got them exotic cars. Come on, man. The goddamn shit was just fucking too fucking much. Now, if you got jewels to wear, I know you have 10 fingers, but you don't need to wear a ring on every finger. Real pimps know immediately when you see a fool with rings on all his fingers. You know he's a pretender. Or you're looking at a dude who wants you to think he's got it going on and don't realize he's showing the opposite. I'm telling you, motherfuckers be having rings on every finger. Real motherfuckers know. a pointer, a pinky, a motherfucking watch, a medallion, and maybe, if you want it, a bracelet. That's all you fucking need. That's all you need. Now, you can't have both hands laced with a pinky and a pointer. But I only had this hand laced left. I didn't really have enough jewels on my right, except I did have a bracelet. Now, why else would a person wear rings on every finger unless he felt you would think he was a giant because he had on 8 goddamn rings? I don't even wear jewelry anymore. I got my jewelry. I don't wear it. It's in the box with my money. Anytime you have a magnificent specimen of a jewel, you wear it solitary. So wearing any jewels on my body detracts from my gem of a personality. Who the fuck is this? Hey, I'm back here. So what I'm saying, I didn't wear no motherfucking, don't wear no jewelry no more because I'm a gem. I don't want no motherfucking jewels detracting from me. Come on in, my nigga. Look at my motherfucking nigga. This nigga stay sharp. Listen to that. Tay, what's happening with you, babe?
Nothing.
We just kicking it about how to get and maintain a reputation. Hey, you remember what some of the shit we did, nigga?
Shit, we did shit to make motherfuckers know we was there. Make them recognize, you know, some real pimpin' shit. Niggas ain't doing shit. Well, let me show y'all what pimps do.
You better not bring no motherfucking money, nigga.
That's right.
We been defied. We renting out the club, and you niggas putting on some motherfucking tuxedos. Oh, yeah, nigga. Let me hook you up right quick. Nigga, you know that shit. Hey, but I'm just saying, if I got broke when we was pimping, we could go to the motherfucking pawn shop and pawn our jewelry. But now that I don't wear jewelry, I could go to the pawn shop and pawn my motherfucking self. I'm telling you, I'm a motherfucking 2,000 carat stone. Hold on 1 second. I got to find this number for my partner. Where you going, man?
Just down the state line. I go down there once a week, get them a lot of tickets, man.
Get the lot.
Man, the bitch win every week. I'm serious. I ain't lying to you.
The bitch win every week?
Yeah. I ain't saying no big shit, but you know, 150. Today we going down there. She got like 180 or some shit. She's lucky with that shit, man.
She needs to be in the casinos then, nigga. I got you. I hit you already, man. So it's on your shit. It's cool, man, but you know, bro, you interrupting my show, man. I'm spinning. Hey, Tate, but that nigga Steve really tripping, man.
You heard from somebody else?
Somebody told me about that goddamn shit.
I told you. I ain't heard it, but people keep saying shit to me about it. I'm like, I don't know what this nigga said. But he ranked himself.
He fucked up. But the nigga,
like you said, he don't need us no way.
He don't be fucking with niggas. That's why he likes that. Alright, man. Yeah, goddamn it, I'm sorry, y'all, but that nigga needed a number. The thing about that nigga, I'm talking about serious business since I first met him. Just was a competition. I'm talking about in everything. I mean, we used to buy shit in every color. The same thing in every color.
And no matter what, we never was dressed alike as far as clothes. We was always sharp or whatever, but we just had different styles. But what I'm saying is you got to have a friend like this nigga, because I know he made me a better pimp, because that motherfucker would call me and it'd be like 9 o'clock in the morning and the nigga just got home at 5:30. Nigga, what you gonna do? Sleep the day away, man? There's hoes out there. Nigga, you motherfucker, don't be calling me at no, we just went to sleep, nigga. He said, man, don't nothing come to a sleeper but a dream. Well, goddammit, I'm dreaming about having hoes, man, so they gonna come to me tonight when I get out, goddammit. We crack, we love to do that shit. Get on the freeway, it'd be like whatever time we be leaving that nigga house, and drive 100 miles an hour going to Hollywood. I'm serious. A real 100 miles an hour. I'm not talking about 100 miles an hour driving fast. I'm saying a real 100 miles an hour. And this fucking nigga will pull up beside me and say, man, I'm a guy, a gang of us talking to me out the side of the road. I'm going to catch me a gang of bitches tonight, nigga, and practice some more. Man, what you going to do with some shit like that? Go 65? Shit, I'm going 102. I'm doing whatever this nigga do. Yeah, but look at me now. What I'm saying is this. I'm valuable, if only to me. Now, here's a fly thought for the day. It's almost daybreak, and I got to go check these other traps. I got the bases loaded and a choice of bitches to choose from. Man, I know them bitches going to want me to stay with one of them, whoever. May as well flip a coin. Here's Patricia and Tails Katrina. Damn, that Katrina is an unlucky bitch because heads is fucking, because it's fucking heads. Damn. Look at that fine ass motherfucker right there. He's looking at me. And then see, this is just going home. And he say, hey, baby, do you want to follow your eyes and get lucky this morning? Bitch. Yes, you got to know what to say to a baby. Then the bitch kind of smile. Nigga know he got action. Fuck them other bitches. I'll break them later. And I said, let me take you for a cup of coffee and explain to you the many benefits of being with a nigga like me. You game for that? It's come on. Here's another. If you know what to say, confident enough to say it, and put some little style in it, you just won't believe the response you get. And the cold part about this, you can learn this shit. Not how to be no goddamn pimp. I know several niggas that know the shit I know ain't got no pimping in them at all. They just motherfuckers. I remember I used to watch, games on TV. In fact, they was good and shit. Excuse me. I got hay fever and shit. I got to get it out. But I went to see a game, and I'm telling you, the games on TV is so boring now. they've been boring for some years, because this was a couple of years ago. I ain't been in no game in some years, 3-4, I think. But what I'm saying is, I hope I didn't fuck it up for myself. Now, I hope anything that's holding you back, I hope it wear off soon. You might can't afford this or that, and you might not be able to go here or there very often. But what I can afford and always will afford it is the pleasures that I seek as a deserved man. There's certain things that I want, certain ways that I want to eat in a restaurant. I seek the rewards of being a beacon of light for those men who are in the darkness. They're in the darkness because they're listening to societal demands on men while offering the just rewards we deserve. I ain't taking that shit. If you want to take it, fine. I ain't mad at none of you. But what I suggest is that you motherfuckers wake up and start realizing. 985, I see you. What's up? 985, you there? Okay. I guess you ain't there. Fellas, God damn it. You know, when I make videos back to back, yesterday I made one. You know, I don't make them too long. You know, maybe this next one I do will be a longer one. 985, you sure you ain't got nothing to say? All right, you guys, I'm gone.